Hello, listeners, and Happy New Year. My name's Michael Jordan. You might remember me from my professional hooper days. This is the Hoolies Hoolie.
WSBC, this is the Hoolies Hoolie. Welcome back for another week of fun and shenanigans. My name is Patty Houlihan. With me, as always, are my co-hosts, Bill Houlihan and
Clayton O'Brien.
Hello.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us once again.
You're welcome.
We love
big
here.
Shout out to British Jordan at the top of the
Hello,
show.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, it's always nice to have British Michael Jordan around.
Fantastic guy.
He's a great hooper.
Great hooper.
He's excited about the
great
new year.
Great jumper.
Great hooper. I don't know why we thought that was funny at the top of the show. We said, we got to do a cold open. What about British Michael Jordan?
That sounds good.
Go with it.
It's not Christmas related, so that's
Well, nothing is ever truly related
adios
to anything
Christmas.
On this program.
Yep. Sayonara Christmas.
Yeah. Adios to a wee bit adieu to another Christmas.
Successful Christmas.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was nice.
Nobody got hurt.
No.
I got hurt, actually.
You did? What happened?
I went snowboarding and I took some dives.
You're a snowboarder?
Yeah, man.
When did you start this?
Last Thursday.
That terrifies me.
Which explains the injury.
I've never done it before. I've never skied, never snowboarded before.
It's crazy.
Yeah?
My wife and I went, and she had never done it before, but she has skied before.
What'd you do? Just go over to, like, Shibona Park? And
I wish.
Throw on
we
the snowboard?
We went to Alpine Valley and, like, did it up. And
nice.
So we spent the day just figuring it out, and before I know it, I was getting down the pretty good hill and doing it, and I was like, wow, this is great. But then during that process, there was a lot of tumbles and a lot of those.
But the adrenaline was just pumping so high you get through it.
It was awesome.
So I guess that's what you do when you don't drink alcohol. You just go and
you try stuff out.
You try stuff out and fall on your face.
Yeah, exactly. And then you, But it's also... You know, I'm looking for something to do in the winter. I'm sick of staring at the snow and being like, you're useless. I'm going to start using it.
I'm just going to go get some powder, man.
That's it, man.
Fresh powder, bro.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. That's a nice Christmas.
But other than that, nobody got hurt during
Christmas. Did you do that after Christmas or before Christmas Day?
That was before Christmas.
Was your wife snowboarding, too?
Yeah. She did good. She did real good. She took it slow.
Did you rent these snowboards?
We did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We bought some of the gear previously. You know, we're going to try and get into it a little bit.
The snowboarding couple.
I like these plans.
Yeah.
Nice.
Honey.
Up on golf, and I'm getting into snowboarding.
Okay.
Yeah, golf's over.
God, I had the weirdest dream the other day. My old friend Steve Marshall, who used to work with me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He recently relocated to North Carolina, and he's not in the office with me anymore. But I had to send him a note the other day because he was in. It's random that people are in your dreams.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You ask yourself, why is this guy in my dream? But I had a dream that he and I had both resigned from our current positions at Payline, where we are, and we had decided that we were going to start a competitive swimming league. It was very bizarre.
Did you email him and tell him this?
I did. I was like, I don't remember much of the dream. I remember you like sort of saying that you were done as a professional in the financial world. And that you were like, Patty and I are going to go start a professional competitive swimming league. And everybody at the office thought it was like a fair thing to do.
Like, go for it.
Not a great idea, like, but a fair thing
to
do.
Like, okay,
or after
cool.
they left, they were like, so glad to have those guys gone.
So did you hold like tryouts or anything? Or
we were like like the first ambassadors of this. We're the ambassadors of the sport. We're the first swimmers.
What? Competitively. No, well, competitively, not amateur in the Olympics.
It was more like the XFL. Remember the XFL?
Oh, so it was racy.
In fact,
it was edgy swimming.
It was like, you know. Like
the women are wearing like thongs while they're swimming?
Could be that.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. The water's black.
People have lots of tattoos. You don't see that in a lot of professional.
Touching the wall. You have to punch it real hard
like
when you finish. Yeah, you have to hit it real hard, and it has to turn a certain color to
and there's sharks
register.
In the water, etc.
Could be that.
Yep.
Just throw a shark in the water.
Throw a hammerhead in there.
Hey, let's see if you can outswim like 20 piranhas.
Vince
you
know McMahon what? Will be throwing a hammerhead in.
This could be a great national pastime, everybody. Competitive swimming, USA. We'll put the sharks in cages. They're just going to be in the water with them. Great stuff. Underwater shots. Really, really smart TV.
Yeah.
We can advertise on their bodies. They can, you know, it's really good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we've never seen that before.
I am too, kind of, now that I think about it. Maybe, you know, we're on to something.
They got ice skating when you
maybe
leave
we
the
can
Olympics.
Call the great Irish American Vince McMahon and see if he would like have any interest
from
in this.
League?
Yeah, say, hey, you know, you created the WWE.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take Michael Phelps and put a conquistador mask on him and have him just rain terror on the laps. On what do they call them? They don't call them laps. What do they call those, Clay?
What?
The lanes.
The lanes, yeah. Swimming lanes. Yeah.
You could also have...
Look at him in the laps. He's going down the laps so hard.
You
the
could
lanes,
have the,
sir?
You could have the lane lines be on fire.
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
We're getting besides ourselves. How was Christmas?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a nice Christmas, too.
Kids happy.
Kids were happy.
The Hatchimal went over.
The Hatchimal went over ginormous.
I heard there's a lot of disappointed people out there with
their
Hatchimals.
Yeah, some Hatchimals were not hatching.
Yeah, some Hatchimal problems.
What, did your kid get a Hatchimal?
No, he doesn't know what that is. He got a little bike and a lot of trucks and stuff.
Did Charlotte's Hatchimal work?
Sure did.
It hatched?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It does. It goes.
Terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then Charlotte goes, Hatchie's tired. You know, yeah. She says, like, she walks around it with like it's a baby in her arms.
Yep.
You know, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to nurture your Hatchimal.
She'll do that for like 2 weeks and then
And then she'll throw it against the wall.
Yeah.
You know what it looks like?
Or Mikey will throw it against the wall.
Mikey will turn it into a football real soon.
Mikey just kind of stares at it and was like, meh. The Hatchimal, when it hatches, looks a little bit like Gizmo from Gremlins.
Yeah. Fine film.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. One of my favorite movies.
It's a Christmas film, isn't it? Yes, it is a Christmas movie. Absolutely.
Written by Christopher Columbus of Oak Park River Forest.
That's right.
Yeah. He had a...
At one time.
Yeah.
He also directed the Harry Potter movies, and he wrote The Goonies.
The Goonies is one of the best movies ever.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
But you're right. Hatchimal. The Hatchimal looks like Gizmo.
So was that the hit?
Like Gizmo. Gizmo is the one that you don't put water on after midnight, right?
Did you get rid of your tree yet?
No.
I did next morning.
I'm doing it tonight when I get home. I'm going to take it down and just kind of throw it out.
I almost did it Christmas night.
That would have been a bit much.
I actually saw a viral video that...
What a Scrooge. Dad's taking the tree down. Christmas shower presents are done. Let me start taking this thing down.
Yeah, I saw a viral video.
It just takes up too much space.
It's in the way.
I saw a viral video of how to get rid of your Christmas tree that Rick Riley from Sports Illustrated put it on Facebook.
Great. Yeah.
And I think the reason I saw it was because obviously I'm friends with his son on Facebook.
Yeah, right, Jake.
Yeah. So he posted this video of, and it said, this is how my son gets rid of his Christmas tree. And he like tagged his son in it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was these guys on a middle of like a frozen lake in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And they had obviously probably doused this Christmas tree, like took it out, just like sprayed kerosene all over it,
mm-hmm.
put it in the middle of the lake, and then shot Roman candles at it. And this thing just went up like it was viral. It was trending all over the place today, how to get rid of your Christmas tree.
It sounds like the opening ceremonies to the Extreme Swimming League we're thinking about.
Like right after Christmas?
You know? We're going to do it on frozen lakes.
That's the coin flip.
You play the Olympic music.
That'll be great.
Anyway, the Hatchimal looks a little bit like Gizmo, and it worried me for a couple of hours. I was like, this is too bizarre.
Crawling to bed with me and kill me?
Uh-huh.
Hatchie's tired.
Hi, Patty.
You know who else is tired? Dad.
Yeah.
Very your daughter tired. Said that to me on the phone when I
tired of spending money.
I called her, and I'm sure that a lot of people that have nieces and nephews do this, and parents. But I meant to call you, and your daughter answered the phone.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, is there anything that Santa didn't get you for Christmas? Or that you were afraid to ask Santa for, that you might want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just picking her brain a little bit. And she said, yeah, there's this game called Gas Out.
Yeah.
Went, what? And it's like...
Gas Out.
It's, yeah, like if you hit this button...
Gas Out by Billy's Toys.
Yeah. But it's like apparently if you it's like a button that gets passed around or whatever and... If you get cards involved with it somehow, but if you hit this button,
sprays toxic gas.
If
in your
you
face.
Lose and you hit the button, it makes a fart noise and all these little kids go nuts. I love it, right?
Yeah.
So I go into Toys R Us. Yeah. And I see this older African-American woman, probably in her 60s, and I say, hey, do you work here, right? She says, yeah. I said, you heard of a game called Gas Out?
Man, said, that's nasty.
She said, no, what? What is it? I said, well, it's some sort of a fart game for kids. And she starts laughing. She says, well, I got, you know, this is on Christmas Eve, too. And she says, well, I'm out of here in an hour. This ought to be fun burning an hour looking for this. Let's go. So she helped me out of the store. Like, well, we walked around the store and we searched for Gas Out.
Right.
And we couldn't find it. But she found me this other one.
Yes.
And
big hit.
It was a big hit. And it's.
What was that called?
It's just a toilet.
It's a little plastic toilet, miniature plastic toilet.
There's like a spin reel where the toilet paper roll would be, and it like connects to the, and it says 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Okay.
And you hit the flush button on it, and it makes a flush noise.
It's like a slot machine.
Yes.
It's like a slot machine, only that sometimes you lose, and it sprays water out of the toilet into your face.
Interesting.
They loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah, that
1999.
Sounds like a, can't beat
couldn't
it.
Couldn't go wrong. Kept them occupied for a while.
Maybe we should get into the, you know, fart game industry.
There's a lot of money to be made in flatulence.
Guys,
this is all fart game industry money.
Hey, life is a bunch of fart games. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going into business on it. Fair trade, right?
Eric's new proposal on the fart toy is dynamite.
Yeah. Oh, hey, the name of
literally,
the
name is of dynamite the in your butt.
Here's what it says on the box. This is what it says on the box. It says toilet trouble.
Yeah.
And it says, which flush will cause the gush?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's, you know, it's Hasbro Gaming. Hasbro. They're the ones that make this. Excellent job, Hasbro. Toilet trouble, huh?
You know what keeps you out of toilet trouble?
What?
Eating a hearty bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal every morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good. You could. It's binding, is what Mom used to say. You gotta get some binding going.
Yeah.
You gotta eat a big hot breakfast the winter.
That's right, especially on New Year's Eve in the
and
morning.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day when you're very
grasping
hungover
for life.
That's right.
Hey, you know where we were last Thursday?
No.
We were at the Irish American Heritage Center. Do you remember?
Yes, of course.
We were. We went and paid a visit to the Crack, the radio show that they do there in the Fifth Province. They did a nice little thing. Katie Grennan, the Irish fiddler, she had ran a session there. And
traditional Irish music session.
Yeah, it was a pretty good crowd there. I had a good time. And,
yeah, we shot a TV pilot.
Yeah, and it was really cool. They had the McCann's Irish Oatmeal banner there. And,
cool.
It looked really nice.
Something else happened there.
I bought this hat. It's part of my uniform. It's been an ongoing thing. We've often talked about myself building out a uniform for myself.
Uh-huh. You're...
I started with the sunglasses, and now I have this hat. It's called an Irish walking hat, but
it has a feather in it.
It has a feather in it. And we're going to expound on my hat after these brief messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table. Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
That's right. Yeah. Tell him your story. He's a wonderful guy, Tom Gorman. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. Welcome back. We're on 1240 AM before the break. Clay, you mentioned that I have a new piece
you got
of
a new
attire.
Hat. Yeah, yeah, it's like a hat that like Columbo would wear or something.
Yeah, that's why I got it. We were at the Irish American Heritage Center last Thursday for that taping.
Yeah.
I happened to walk down to the gift shop there.
Mm-hmm.
Great place.
It is. It truly is. Bill, you got yourself a nice new clotter ring.
Yeah.
At a beautiful price, too.
Yeah.
Cash only.
Yeah.
You pay with cash at the gift shop, they cut you a deal there.
That's right.
But anyway, I decided to take a little perusing around the old Irish American Heritage Center gift shop, and this hat caught my eye.
Uh-huh.
I said...
So it's like a...
It's an Irish walking bucket hat.
Yes. For what people...
Does have
want to picture it. It's almost like a fedora if you pull down all sides.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I threw it on, and it's for the winter. It's wool.
It looks warm.
It's very warm. And I said to the woman working there, I said, now, let me ask you, what do you think of this? I put it on.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, looks grand. You know, and I said, does it? Let me get an opinion from somebody not trying to sell it to me. Bill, what do you think of it? And Bill, you were standing there, and you were like, it's okay. I guess, you know, I don't know if I'd wear it, but you are one of a kind. So, and the woman goes, I'll tell you though, nobody your age is really wearing those things yet, you know?
Right.
And at that point, that's when the bell went off.
You were a revolutionary.
And I went, oh, well, you're right about that. And I'm going to have to get it. So now I have it, and it's a new accessory, and it's part of the uniform, and it's very,
now,
Van,
have you paired
very
it with
Van Morrison-ish, or Bill, you said it looks like something that... perhaps someone in the Grey Lord trials would have been wearing to court.
Yeah, it looks like that.
You're like, it looks like something Fred Rohde would have had on his way to court. I go, okay, perfect.
Have you paired it with the glasses?
I've paired it with my glasses that I recently bought, and it's all coming together
looks
just
great.
Fine.
Yeah.
With the glasses and the hat, I think it's starting to resemble a very young John Huston.
Okay.
I love it.
Grow the beard out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled with it.
Have you worn it walking around? Have you worn it walking around the loop?
Yeah. Yes, today I did.
And it works?
Nope. Nobody batted an eye. But there's a lot of people in the loop.
And he nods like, hello, sir.
Like, what's up?
Yeah. Well, that's where I ran into British Michael Jordan. He said, you look dashing. I said, thank you.
Yeah.
Where did you get that hat?
Uh-huh.
Rex Harrison gave it to me, Michael.
Uh-huh.
Said, my goodness, how have you known him?
That's fantastic.
He was a swimmer that I worked with once when I owned a competitive league.
Look, it's a long story, Michael.
I owned a competitive swimming league.
Did you get any cool Christmas presents, Clay?
No, mostly...
Did you get those pants you were asking for last episode?
You know, I did get some pants.
You got some new pants?
Yeah, the pants really worked out, so I did get some pants. You know what I did get is this Google Home thing, which you talk to and it does stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the commercials for that.
So it's like this thing, it's in my kitchen, and you go, you know, Google, play the Rolling Stones, and it'll play like a playlist of Rolling Stones.
And oh, do that's you have, cool. So you have little yeah. speakers. Your house is correct. Wired for this.
No, it's just no. A, it has a speaker within itself.
It's like a Bose.
It's like
speaker.
An Amazon Echo or an Alexa or whatever yeah. the heck they call it.
Yeah, so you can ask it what the weather is. You can ask it how to say words in Spanish. Whatever you need.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's all right.
You find yourself using it, so it's like Siri, except it's in your kitchen.
Yeah, I do use it because I just have music playing now, so I'll ask it to play different.
So songs. I guess it's one
hey,
of
how come Megan didn't get any ginger ale? I don't know, Clayton. Does it have a British accent?
No, it's a woman, actually.
Can you choose who you want it to be? The robot. The robot.
The robot? I was going for Larry Flint, but they didn't have that setting.
That would have been a great setting.
Except that what is this, three episodes in a row of a Flint reference now?
It's going to be 38 and cloudy.
Jewel Oscar didn't have any...
Take your clothes off. But
Trump's a pig.
It's just a look. It's something that like Ted Kaczynski would hate.
Yeah. Because we all know what Kaczynski hated, right?
Yeah,
technology.
Yeah, he was anti-technology. Yeah. So you find yourself talking to this thing, and you're thinking to yourself, like, is this what it's come to? Like, I can't. It's not hard enough to look at my phone and see what the weather is. I got to ask a robot.
Yeah. I like that you could ask the robot. You go,
hey robot.
It's 8:30 in the morning. You're sitting there and go, hey, robot, Kaczynski's date of birth.
Yeah,
because
let me
Ted
know.
Kaczynski was born in Evergreen Park in
February 6, 1938. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a good thing, I guess.
Right. Yeah, that's nice.
That's fun. I could have a lot of fun with a toy like that.
Did you get anything cool, Pat?
I got this hat.
I mean, that was a... Oh, so you didn't get any cool gifts from anybody else. You just something that you bought?
No.
Excuse me. Yeah,
Haley and I don't really get too many gifts for each other because it's kind of it will fail at that. You know, it's usually like, look what I got you. And she's like, it's great, but I'm taking it back. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, returns are part of the game.
Yeah. So why make it part
of
the game?
Well, I've avoided.
Why not just go, here you go. Here's the cash.
I've avoided the returns part of the game.
Get what you want.
Get what you want.
It's still great to get a gift from someone that you're like, all right, cool. You know? They did a whole story about that.
I suppose, but Haley and I have the joy of watching our children open gifts,
sure.
So we don't really care.
I had, but you know, like, at the same time, I think I'm at a point now where, you know, like, I like receiving a gift. If it's, my whole thing is, don't give me clothes if you're going to get me a gift, all right? Like I said that earlier, I know what I want to wear.
Okay. Yeah. I want to wear these hats.
Even though my mom and dad got me, like,
a sweater.
Yeah.
get some Ohio State gear, yeah. Coaching shirts, sure.
Only coaching clothing, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's plenty of guys out there that
but
ask for
one
that
of the
stuff.
Things I saw.
40 years old.
Only Under Armour coaching gear.
Well, I saw a thing on TV, and the whole thing was about all these young kids now.
Got to coach they Ethan's all want, fifth grade team.
They all want cash.
Fine Irish.
These
name.
Kids all want cash. All right? You want cash. So
everybody does.
So, but they're going to the mall the day after, and now we got problems. Pandemonium's breaking out these malls.
Yes.
Aurora. The day after Christmas?
I want that to
a
happen.
A massive fight yesterday at
North Riverside.
North Riverside Mall.
Listen, if I'm at the mall.
A place where you used to like to call me time for you.
I used to go to North Riverside for me time.
I don't know if it's
going to
be me time anymore because they got brawls and then they got people getting shot at the Burlington Coat Factory also.
That was a robbery.
Yeah, but the guy robbed a TCF bank and then ran over to Burlington.
He also robbed the River Forest Bank. It's the same guy.
Oh really?
Is it? Yeah. Wow.
He's on a robbing spree.
Well, he got shot about 6 or 7 times.
He did?
Yeah.
Then he doesn't feel good.
By whom?
The police.
Where? At the Burlington Coat
Factory
in North Riverside?
Yeah, he like, was attacking.
He grabbed the person and tried to put him and like hold him hostage.
Yeah, and they shot him before he could even do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens. When
good
you
work.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what shopping's like the day after Christmas.
Right.
People are amped up.
Yeah, I might as well just call it fight night.
This happened the day after Christmas because I was in the market for a new top coat. And I almost went over to that old Burlington Coat Factory over there.
Probably a good thing.
Day after Christmas.
You would have been in for a wild ride, friend.
Well, no, it wasn't the day after Christmas. This happened, what, yesterday?
All right.
Oh, well, yeah, then it would. I mean, oh, no. Did it happen on? I think it did happen on Monday.
Okay.
And we're taping here on Wednesday, even though you're listening on Saturday right now.
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve for all you listeners.
Be careful,
baby.
Be careful.
Nobody ever gets nuts on New Year's
it's
Eve.
It's amateur night.
Don't get a Dewey.
Don't get a DUI for sure. Yeah.
Uber. Good night to Uber. I don't know. I wouldn't want to Uber tonight. Even if I worked
you
Uber.
Why, you mean you wouldn't want to drive
no.
Uber?
I wouldn't want to Uber tonight.
Oh, we got a song.
That was George Michael's next song.
No, yeah. We got to get like Lionel Richie to sing I Wouldn't Want an Uber Tonight.
The late George Michael. That was the big breaking news on Christmas was that we lost pop icon George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I Want Your Sex was one of his big hits.
Monkey. That was another
Monkey.
One.
Monkey.
Casey Kasem wouldn't even say I Want Your Sex on the radio.
Too racy.
All right, yeah. Too racy.
Get him. Give me a break.
But yeah, he had some good jams.
He really did.
He did. He's going to be sorely missed.
He had, Faith. Careless Whisper.
Yes.
One More Try.
That's Last Christmas.
Some ballads.
I gave
that
you
awful
my heart.
Song, yes. the guy had a really amazing career, and I guess he was a really...
He was a philanthropist. He gave a lot of money to people.
And he was very down to earth, and like he didn't have a bodyguard. He would go over, like in and out of his house. He'd sign autographs, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't too stuffy.
Right. Also, Godspeed to you, George Michael.
There's a guy, though, when you think about creating a persona and a uniform for yourself.
Absolutely.
He definitely created that with like the tight acid wash type jeans and the black leather jacket, the white t-shirt.
The 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, kind of the...
He started in the punk scene and then switched up to like ska music. And then when he met his bandmate from Wham, I forget that other artist's name right now.
I
it escapes
well.
Me. But when they got together, that like he had already been through a couple of different genres of music, but when they finally decided to form that group.
Yeah.
And that's sort of where he found his calling. Andrew Rigby, is that correct?
Ridgely.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
They kind of looked a lot alike. Back in the day, the old because remember they had the Choose Life shirts and all that stuff.
Yep. That's really such a part of our childhood here.
Yeah,
those songs.
I mean, he was a genuine sex symbol in the 90s, no question about
but
it.
But like, you're in the car going to Jewel with your mom, you're most likely going to hear like one of his songs, and it just kind of brings you back.
Right.
You know?
And then Limp Bizkit came out and covered Faith.
Christina.
Well, I guess it would be nice. Touch your body.
That's when you knew the end of the world was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure George Michael was like, ugh.
He's like, oh,
you know, the funny thing was.
No, he was like, give all the royalties to good people.
The funny thing was is that I was at Duffy's on Friday night before last Friday night. And we were in there, and a girl that works with me, she's like, I'm going to play George Michael's Monkey. And I was like, play it. And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, he's passed away? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So are you saying you had something to do with it?
No.
Saying the synchronicity that exists in the world somehow was foreshadowing some George Michael news somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people tonight, New Year's Eve, will be rocking out to some serious George Michael jams.
Bowie.
Prince, obviously.
Prince.
Yeah, we lost some major people. And then, of course, all the Star Wars people are talking about Carrie Fisher.
Yep.
And then Debbie Reynolds, her mother, the next two, like a day
Crazy.
Later.
I saw an interesting
It's weird how that
poster.
Happens sometimes, isn't it? Like where relatives die within a day of each other. You
well,
see
it's
that a lot with,
related.
You see it a lot with older couples, though. Like,
some people can't handle the heartbreak of it, you know?
Right. I think John O'Neill, Deacon O'Neill from St. Luke's, he died, and I believe his wife died literally like a day later.
Yeah.
Right.
And she wasn't sick, and he had been sick. It's just amazing that
I remember Carrie Fisher. I'm not a big Star Wars guy by any means. Mm-hmm.
Let me apologize up front for what I'm about to say about Carrie.
But... No, this is a good thing. She was fantastic in Blues Brothers.
Yes, she was. She owned. She was the proprietor of the Curl Up and Die Salon.
Yeah, she was Elwood's Jake's former fiance, I believe.
That's right.
But did a great job in that, and just
she truly did.
A true craft of her.
And she became an advocate for mental health later on, and was a wonderful script doctor in Hollywood throughout the years. Whether or not most of the public didn't know that, but she was very well known throughout Hollywood as a punch-up script doctor, including films like The Wedding Singer, if you can believe that.
Oh, wow, I didn't
Sandler's
know that.
The Wedding Singer. Yeah. She had a very dry and witty sense of humor, and. Became known as sort of one of the go-to people to take a comedy script to.
She did a play in Chicago, I think about 2 years ago. And I don't know if it was a one-woman show or what. I can't remember. I know she did, though. And I saw an interview, a clip that she had done an interview with Dean Richards from GN. And Wishful Drinkings was her one-woman play. Thank you, Mike. She did an interview with Dean Richards, and she had said he was asking her, you know, out of a lot of the films, you know, you were back in Chicago, and she said that she really said that Blues Brothers is one of the greatest times in her career, enjoying making that film, because she said
I can imagine
just the time in Chicago that she had and working with Aykroyd and Belushi, and
sure
obviously John Landis was unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm sure it was rock and roll.
And you know, thinking of her and all everything that's happened in 2016, I saw, you know, a picture. A buddy of mine put a picture on Facebook, and it's a picture, and it looks like the cover of this. I don't know what Beatles album this would be. Do you? It looks like Sgt. Pepper's, Lonely Hearts Street Band. So it looks like the album cover for that, but it's all the people who have passed away this year, celebrities.
Right.
It's unbelievable when you look at it. And then it says Brexit 2016 is like the name of the album. But, I mean, just to think, this was a huge year.
You got Walker.
Year.
You got...
Gene Wilder,
Motorhead.
Muhammad Ali. Oh, my gosh. It just...
And guess what, fans?
You know who hasn't died?
When that ball drops, it's going to be 2017, and a whole lot more people are going to be croaking.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because it happens every year.
But you know who hasn't died?
Who?
Any of the Rolling Stones.
It's amazing.
It really is.
It's like Keith Richards just keeps on pumping.
He's just laughing and smoking, like, I'll be around for a while, boys.
Yeah, we're going to make another Caribbean Pirates
of the
Caribbean.
Gonna make another 100 million.
they're talking about going on tour again, the Stones.
I could see that, to do their blues album. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Clay, what's your most memorable New Year's Eve story that you can share with us? Do you remember any New Year's Eve?
I have a few. I probably couldn't share too many stories, but that was the 2000, you know, the big one. That was pretty
Y2K?
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
Yeah. I was rooting for Y2K.
Were you?
Yes.
I remember partially
because I had a paper due.
I remember my grades were really bad, and I was like, Y2K? They're going to have no record of it.
You know, it was such an overblown thing, but I do remember, like, at that moment, you were like, look, I was in Millennium Park looking around, being like, are all these lights going to go
like,
out
world,
all these buildings?
The
like,
world's going to stop. All computers come to a halt. Y2K. Nothing.
Nothing.
I was hoping that we were going to go back to horseback.
And sweet.
And
Wild
like
West.
That. Yeah. We were like,
you know, I remember... I'm trying to think, like, you say 2000.
I'm surprised Hollywood never went back. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Bill.
Go ahead.
That they never went back in time. You know, they're always making movies about the future, you know?
Right. Well, I think they did make a movie about that.
Nobody made a Y2K movie.
I think they did.
They did?
Yeah. It's called Y2K.
I'm going to just go back and pitch that again.
We were thinking about
any movie ideas? It's called Y2K. The whole world's going to end. Computers won't work no more.
Yeah. Pitch it to...
when does it take place? 2000.
Pitch it to Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering?
Ian.
Ian, or is it Ian or Ian?
I don't care. When you're...
That's the famous Steve Sanders from Beverly Hills 90210 fame. And Sharknado.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
We could do... the Sci-Fi Channel could be into a Y2K, Steve Sanders, Ian Ziering.
Combine the Y2K with the competitive swimming somehow.
Sanders is going to have to play president of the United States for the Y2K movie.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, we were thinking about old New Year's, and you said 2000.
Yeah.
Old New Year's. It's a new liquor coming out this fall.
No, I just always think about, there will be, but I always think about how kids and teenagers for New Year's just get so worked up over it.
They truly do.
It was like the night of the year. I remember, like, when you were in high school, it was like, am I going to be able to kiss that chick tonight? Is it going to happen? Are we going to get that keg of beer? Come on, are we going to get... You know, it was like, where's that party going to be?
None of those things happened.
Never.
No, it never really panned out. I remember one year we went to a girl's basement house and...
her basement house.
I don't know what happened if we, like, somebody left the keg.
I don't know what happened. We ended up breaking out all the furniture.
That was one house where the,
No, Bill, I know exactly who you're talking about. She had...
Flooded. The basement flooded.
Her nickname was a Duster.
Yeah, she drove a Duster.
She had a Duster car.
Fenwick briefly.
Yeah, we couldn't remember her name.
She lived
so everybody called her Duster.
She did.
She had a big party.
The basement flooded with beer.
Yeah. Like, somebody left
the
taps on.
It was like 3 inches of beer.
Left the taps on.
In this poor girl's house.
At Duster's house.
Yeah.
She had a bunch of wild, crazy kids that she barely knew over.
Right. Uh-huh.
Bad idea.
And nobody knew her name. Everybody's like, where's the New Year's Eve party?
I know her
Duster's house. She lives in Stickney.
I know her name.
We're in a Duster's
I also remember going to another house where I just remember the afternoon on New Year's Eve was like the big operation. It was like, how are we going to get the beer? Mm-hmm. How are we going to hide it from this girl's parents? How much are we going to get? Who's going to the party? Who's invited? Because you kind of had to be...
Who's getting the cups? Who's getting
the like if you let it get too out of hand, it was like, the party's off. There's too many people know about it, you know? So you had to be like, everyone's text... You know, there was no texting. You had to call, you know, like everyone's lying to each other about where they're really going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then... but I always remember, I can remember being at a liquor store.
It's weird that there was no cell phones. You had to talk to people.
Yeah. But I can also remember...
Knock, knock. Hi, yes. Does Duster live here? Yeah. I understand there's a couple barrels in the basement for some of us underage kiddos.
So I also do remember one New Year's night, too, when we were probably in, like, I don't know, I want to say maybe freshman year of high school, where I think your parents were gone. We weren't, like, partying at your house or anything. But
okay.
We ended up walking the streets out of boredom.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't know, somehow we had a... we'd go and ring a doorbell, and a guy, you know, I remember a buddy of mine put a banana through his pants, you know, and rang this person's doorbell.
Oh, what a clown.
Happy New Year. And then people were like, get out of here.
You do that now, you get shot.
And then you know, throw an egg at the house and run down the street and laugh.
Yeah.
Got quite a kick out of it, but I don't know if
you should do that this year, Bill. See how it goes
just
over.
Just come knock on a couple doors. And now, if some teenager, if I rang my bell, some teenager opened the door and he had a banana hanging out of his crotch and said, Happy New Year. I'd be like,
so you gotta come
I'd
on
high
my
five
show.
The guy. I'd be like, you got to come on the show.
I'd kick him in the chest.
Oh, well then.
chest kick.
Chest kick. That's painful.
Full frontal chest kick.
What are you, Van Damme? That's a heck of a kick.
That's what Trump does when he's on the weekends. Nobody interrupt me. I'm practicing my chest kicks.
That's what he does to his kid when he walks in the room.
Chest kick.
The chest kick is pretty disheartening.
Especially down a flight of stairs.
Right. Just,
Yep.
Chest kick.
Like an old man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen. But I'm looking forward to the new year. I think it's going to be good.
I think so too. I, you know, you always have to think positive thoughts. Any New Year's resolutions?
None yet. This could be the year that I either quit smoking or drinking, though. I'm
you should do both.
Yeah, I should.
Don't do them at the same time, though.
No, that would cause me to go insane.
Yeah.
But it is going to have to be one or the other pretty soon.
I think.
I'm thinking about making that leap. For the sake of my children, maybe just while they're growing up, that I'll have to just stop cocktailing for a little while.
Cocktailing or heaters or both?
Both.
And then all of a sudden when they're in college, you're going to be like, hey, I'm going to go get me a pack of Marlboros and a six-pack.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then you'll throw up.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I wish you the best.
Yeah.
You know,
I have a song to play if you're interested.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Why not? Is it New Year's worthy here? New Year's Eve worthy?
Yeah, sure.
I have it. Tell us a little bit about the backstory of this song, Clay.
So my buddy that I met when I was in L.A., he's a singer and songwriter.
Yeah.
And
I remember him, Harlow.
His name is Harlow, yes. That's not his real name, but that's what he is calling himself these days.
Yes.
And he's been with a few different bands, and his newest experiment is called Calico Ghost Town.
Calico Ghost Town?
Yes, which is actually a real place.
Okay.
It's kind of an old mineral town that they say is haunted in California, in Calico.
Yeah.
And so he's writing new songs and performing, and he asked me to actually play the drums on one of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to do it, and I actually play the bass on this as well.
Okay.
So let's hear it. And this is called She Said.
But wouldn't mind a miracle.
That's British Michael Jordan on the tambourine there at the end of the song.
Yeah, that's Calico Ghost Town. Their album will be coming out soon, so that's kind of a free sneak peek. I'm not even supposed to be playing that album.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. He's really talented. He's got plays the piano, he plays the guitar, he sings. He's a good man. So,
Clay, there was a meetup of all the old Marquette alumni friends. You missed it? I missed it too.
Yeah, I was tending to my snowboarding wounds, so I wasn't in the mood to go fight traffic and sit down.
I was going
to
ask if you had the chance to reminisce and run into any of those old
folks. Getting invited to a lot of those type of things, those little dinners, you know, like high school buddies, college buddies, you know, just general friends, the Italian guys, this guy, the Serbians, right. You know.
The Galewood boys, right. Sir boys.
And I enjoy them. They're really fun. I think everyone should do that around the holidays and you know, get together with the friends you've had for a long time.
Sure.
It's important.
Yeah.
It is. Bill, what are you working this New Year's Eve?
Heck no.
To 10 bar?
No, I do not work on amateur night anymore. I've retired from that. You know, here's the thing about New Year's Eve.
Call me an Uber.
Call me an Uber. Yeah, that's St. Patrick's Day, but it's same crowd.
Yep.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know, when you have a girlfriend or a significant other for a certain time, you kind of get into an understanding with that person where you're like, we don't do New Year's. Or you are a big New Year's couple, all right?
Right.
Everybody I've always been dated during New Year's, no, we're not, like, never been huge on it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big deal if I worked. You know, I'd be like, I'm working, you know? But, you know, I worked, I think it was like 3 years ago I did work in New Year's. Now, when bars do a private party and it's just those people,
that's
fine.
Yeah, I mean, people sort of get like out of $50 control, buy fine. A ticket.
I can deal
routine.
With that. Yeah, I could deal with that. And you actually usually make out like a bandit with tips because people pay a certain price.
What are the bars open till? What time on New Year's Eve?
Forest Park used to do it when I was out there. Like now, I know in the city it's it. In the city it'll be 3 o'clock because it's Saturday Night Liquor License this year.
So regular.
Yeah, but
3 a.m.
In Forest Park, what they would do, they used to allow it. I think they still do, but a lot of the bars now have just vowed we're not even going to open on New Year's Eve. We don't want to deal with it anymore. They do a thing called the lock-in, meaning if you're in a bar after 3 o'clock.
In the morning.
After 3 o'clock in the morning, you're allowed technically to stay there and kind of sober up a little bit. But nobody really sobers up.
No, they just keep slinging drinks.
And you're allowed to stay
there. The opposite of sobering.
Yeah, you're allowed to stay there till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yikes.
That was brutal working those. So
it's nuts.
Yeah. Lock in. All the people that are smashed, you get to stay for 3 more hours.
Yeah. Wow. So I didn't, you know, I think that's probably to persuade all the people to finally be
from
like,
driving.
That or you just finally start looking at that person across the room who you thought was ugly in the beginning of the night, and you're like, they're not looking too bad now.
You look fantastic.
You look happy New Year. Let's start this off on a good.
And then you can walk over to McDonald's and get some breakfast.
Yep. So not doing that this year. Don't know what I'm going to do yet. I have a friend who throws a little soiree
I'm
over
in
at
bed
her
by
house.
Like 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I was too last year.
I get
year.
Annoyed that people are making noise at like midnight. I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah, so there's a girl that I've been seeing and going on a few dates with.
Bill just got a text from Janet Davies. She says, don't talk too much smack about New Year's Eve. It's my biggest night of the year on TV.
Gene Greco is going to be there with me. I was discussing with her the other day, and she's like, hey, should we do something for New Year's? And I kind of had to break it to her, and I was like, well, I don't know. Are you a New Year's person? Do you like New Year's?
You're learning about each other.
Yeah, you're learning about each other.
Should I go get a top hat and a tux and run down to Navy Pier with all those other yokels?
I had to be honest with her. I was like, you know, if you're one of those people that likes to go to those clubs and stuff like that, sorry. We're not the right people for each other.
You know what my perfect New Year's would be?
Yeah.
Go to Russell's about 6:30.
Russell's Barbecue in Elmwood Park.
Correct.
Okay.
And load up on some beefs and stuff, bring it home, eat it about 7.
That sounds great.
Put the kids to bed, go to bed about 10.
Yeah, pound a couple bourbons. At least I would.
Commercial for Russell's,
maybe
everybody.
Maybe a glass of chocolate. Glass of chocolate
How about
milk?
Some Big Guys? Maybe get some Big Guys
there
catered
you
to your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do that. That's always a great idea.
Yeah, great. They'll probably have a primer.
Or even if you're having a New Year's Eve party, come on. Get some platter of some Big Guys. Throw some Korbel champagne out there. Maybe a little Woodford Reserve. Have at it, boys.
Are these the brands that you
I just don't know what you're talking
now,
about.
They're trying to do this thing in Chicago. I forget what it's called. It's like they do the star drop and all that. They have like a big event. It's
yes.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They're trying to make it into the New York type of thing. I don't think it's really catching on, though.
No.
I don't think people are like, let's go watch the star drop.
Why to Chicago?
Watch the star drop.
Right.
So, you know, good try.
Yeah,
though.
You're right. They did call it something different last year.
They called it like New Year's Jam.
Come out to New Year's Jam.
That's all. Kenny Loggins is playing.
Yeah. Loggins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you're interested.
Now I'm interested.
I was looking at some New Year's stuff. So I was just in like our area in the city.
Honey, what are you doing? Looking at New Year's stuff? You're supposed to be raking the leaves.
You're supposed to be reading.
Look
at this. Mom, I caught Dad looking at New Year's stuff again.
I gotta go buy New Year's stuff. I don't have enough time.
Yeah, that's another thing. I gotta get my New Year's wardrobe ready, my outfit.
Your uniform.
Hey, boss, I'm taking from Wednesday to Friday off. I gotta address my New Year's stuff. Gotta get my drobe, my wardrobe.
My drobe.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm leaving. I'm going to pick out my drobe for New Year's.
I'm wearing a robe.
Drobe. There you go. Mm-hmm. I bet if you wore that hat with the shades and like a suit, you'd be the hit of a New Year's party.
I'm wearing the hat with the shades, a smoking jacket, velvet slippers, and a G-string.
Okay. All right.
You'll be in jail.
Yeah.
Your mugshot's going to be hilarious.
Yes. Yeah.
The New Year's outfit. That was another one as a teenager. You're like, should I wear this?
I just threw on a Joe Montana jersey and some jeans. Rolled the jeans, tucked it in.
Yeah, but no French roll
in
those
jeans.
Did you have a French roll?
Hairspray in my hair.
Were we rocking French rolls?
No.
Yeah, I think
it was 1991.
I had a French roll, I think, every now and then.
Yeah.
Depended on the mood. Got to get your solo flights looking nice with your French roll.
Your Nike solo flights?
Yeah.
And your French roll jeans?
The 90s. The 90s were awesome.
Maybe a pretty sweet flannel.
New Year. I wish it was New Year's Eve 1991.
Sign me up, man.
If it was, I'd be hanging with the Wahlbergs. They became quite successful.
Yeah, I'd be playing Public Enemy in my bedroom.
Do you think there's a lot of people? I bet you there's a lot of people on New Year's Eve that have the going back in time, you know, argument. Like, can we do it? Is it possible?
Yeah, a lot of Uncle Rico's out there.
Time travel becomes a big, big discussion topic.
My dad's talking about time travel again.
I think he's trying to get out of here.
He's looking at
his
New Year's
stuff.
He's trying
to go back to 91.
He's looking at that New Year's book.
He's trying to go back to 91.
Yeah.
You know, I hope everyone does have a safe New Year's. It's a crazy holiday. Don't overdo it.
It is. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You want to go back to 91?
Yeah,
you should.
Or somewhere near that region. Give me that cord over there. I was going to play a little song here.
Oh, yeah? What are you thinking?
Because, Bill, you brought it up at the top of the show here. Hold on.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be Monkey by George Michael.
Oh, you want to play that, huh?
I sure do. This is George Michael doing Monkey.
Give Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back, 1240 AM, WSBC. Yeah. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We're winding down the show here.
Yes.
Bill, why can't you do it? Why can't you set this monkey free?
I don't know, man. Always getting into it.
That's going to be in your head all night now.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Yep. Little tribute, RIP to George Michael. Rest in peace, sir.
Great talent. Hey, I got a little tip for everyone for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat McCann's Irish Oatmeal every day in 2017, your life is going to change
4 feet.
Amazingly.
Dramatically.
So I encourage everyone to do that in 2017.
Yes. Any major predictions for 2017 moving forward?
We were just talking about it. I think the Pack is going to win the Super Bowl, and these two guys think I'm crazy. But I think that
Brady's going to win the Super Bowl.
Brady,
I do think that
the Cubs will not win the World Series.
Okay,
they won't.
No.
Anything happening with the Bulls? Or are they done? Go.
The Bulls will be all right.
I haven't watched the Bulls since Michael Jordan. Okay, here's
the
thing.
The Bulls will be mediocre.
About the Hawks, though, are the Hawks going to win in 2017?
Yes,
I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup this year again.
They're going to win it 9 times in a row.
Going out on a limb there on that one. They've had a year high. I feel like they always do that, but you know, they signed today Artemi Panarin. They got him for 2 years, $6 million, considered by many as a steal on the marketplace. So congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks. So they're going for it this year.
Billy with sports.
Yeah, real quick there for you.
I want to thank all of our listeners for sticking around. You can find past episodes of the Hooli's Hooli at Free Crack. That's C-R-A-I-C on iTunes.
Yeah.
Or you can go to freecrack.com and find it there as well. Please stay tuned for the following program after this. That's The Crack with Cooney and Hooli. That show is recorded live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night here in Chicago.
Uh-huh. What time, though?
It's on it. What time do they record the show? At 7.
7. Okay, so get there a little earlier so you can get some drinks in you, get some beers before you
sit
down.
We look forward to a new year with all of you.
Yes.
Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
No, see you in 2017, boys.
Be safe.
Be safe and enjoy the year. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We are signing off.